So, Commissioner Franz, Trevor McConkie was talking with me yesterday, and he said you were really very positive about this when the federal government offered the authority to states to work with the Forest Service. Why is it important in Washington to use that authority?
Yeah, so we have in Washington State 2.7 million acres of forests that are in poor health due to death, dying, insect-infested, or drought-challenged trees. And about half of the 2.7 million acres of forests are on federal land. The reality is half is about federal land. The other half is state, private, and tribal lands that are in poor health. And so it is very clear that our forest health crisis is bigger than any single agency. And the reality is, not only does our forest health challenges, the disease and insect, cross property boundaries, so does our wildfires. And it is very clear that if we don't work with our federal partners, and if we aren't able to get on federal lands and do the forest health treatments on federal lands that we're doing on our state lands, then we will continue to face the catastrophic wildfires that we saw in 2014 and 2015 that cost the state over $500 million and burnt over 1 million acres of forest and ag land. And we will continue to face the challenge of our forest health and disease and insect infestation crossing. And so that's why this has to be something that isn't just focused on state lands, but must be focused on our federal lands. And the Good Neighbor Authority gives us that opportunity.
In covering forest issues for, 20, 25 years, it's sort of been and having been away from it for a few years, it's been kind of a sea change from the politics of battling over timber sales and that sort of thing to cooperation. And I'm just wondering if you have thoughts about, you know, how that evolution toward gridlock, focusing on solving those issues in court, now to working in local communities and getting everybody at the table.
Yeah, obviously over the last 5 years, the wildfire issue has become significant for this state. And we obviously, we're not alone in the state to that issue. And I think any time a state is facing a challenge and a crisis like we have with our wildfires, it's a time where we have to take a pause and think, okay, is this an issue we can handle on our own and get on top of it and protect our public health and safety and protect our landscapes alone? Or do we need to be looking larger to our critical partners at the local and federal level? The same thing that we're doing in the forest health issue around ensuring that we're working with our federal partners to be able to do the forest health treatments on federal land, we are also doing the same thing when it comes to fighting fires, because as the largest on-call wildfire fighting team, the Department of Natural Resources that I oversee, we alone are not capable of fighting the kinds of fires we're seeing now and likely to see 20 years from now alone. We will only be more effective the more we are working closely with our local and our federal partners to be effective, coordinated, collaborative, and taking on that challenge together. And I would say the forest health crisis is the same thing, and they're one and the same, frankly.
So there are conservation groups out there who still think that this is just a ruse to go out and cut timber on federal and state lands. What do you say to those folks if they sit down and say, you guys aren't being tough enough on those timber companies?
So I would say the first thing is, we have a responsibility to be engaging with the public, engaging with our communities on the forest health crisis and the issue and how prevalent it is, how significant it is, and how no action or not treating these lands is not an acceptable answer, because it will actually lead to further environmental degradation, not only the forests dying that are critical and valuable for clean water, clean air, and for carbon sequestration, but we will also have even further environmental catastrophe and degradation as we see wildfires filling our air with smoke, polluting in our waters, and killing our wildlife and habitat.
State of Idaho has been pretty aggressive in adopting Good Neighbor Authority. They've got about a dozen projects going and another, 8 or 10 on the books. Should Washington be that aggressive, or should it be a little more careful as it kind of phases on in this end?
So one of the things that excited me about the Good Neighbor Authority is not only the opportunity to be able to tackle this forest health crisis that obviously crosses state lands and is on federal lands and leads to the more catastrophic wildfires, but also because the Good Neighbor Authority was actually larger. The authority that we signed, the agreement that we signed, is larger than just forest health treatments. It actually enables us to do wildlife and aquatic habitat restoration, where we're able to actually go in on our federal lands and be able to start to restore some of the habitat area there for salmon and other wildlife that has been challenged and that they haven't had the resources to do. It also enables us to extend our monitoring and research projects and learning about critical habitat and wildlife needs, as well as the opportunity to expand recreation for hikers and bird watchers and other recreationists so they can actually grow the passion for our natural resources. So this is something that is larger than just forest health, that has a real opportunity for actually doing the kinds of critical habitat, fish and wildlife restoration work that is needed. I think we've all know that state and federal government has limited resources and limited capacity. And the more that we're partnering together and working together, then we can get greater efficiencies and economies of scale. So if I already have people on the ground on state lands doing habitat restoration work, or I have people on the ground doing forest health work, let's be able to cross those boundaries and continue to be able to take care of the federal area as well as the state area. And as we know, just like wildfire, just like forest health issues, wildlife also crosses jurisdictional boundaries. And this creates an opportunity for us to finally be operating in a way that is about an ecosystem and how it functions and how it will function better rather than jurisdictional lines.